So welcome back to Marketing Management. We have spent a lot of time so far. We're getting fairly deep into the course. We've talked a lot about the various fundamental concepts of marketing. And in the previous couple of modules, we talked about email marketing techniques and about social media type management. In this particular module, we're going to spend a couple of lectures looking at something that we call search marketing. And a lot of you will be aware of the concept of getting your website to rank highly in search engines such as Google, for example. But there's other ones like Bing, Yahoo, and a few other ones that also exist. And we're going to talk in this particular series about the concept of search marketing. Here's what we're going to talk about in this particular module. We're going to talk about the method of search marketing. We're going to talk about some of the terminology, and of course, we can't do anything without discussing metrics and search marketing roles. Who in your organization is responsible for this stuff? What kind of stuff do they do? What do they contribute to the whole process? The methodology of search marketing, the principles of a well-executed search marketing campaign, has evolved much more than any of the other disciplines in a digital marketing context. There's a lot of rules now that did not exist 5 years ago, 10 years ago especially, and even what rules were there previously have changed dramatically. Today, search is far more mobile than what it used to be. Every year that goes by, the total percentage of people who are surfing the internet using their mobile phones increases dramatically. It used to be that it was almost the total domain of a desktop computer, you know, the tower and the big monitor that you had sitting on a table at home. And now it's gravitated much more towards smaller devices. And the device is somewhat irrelevant. What matters here is the fact that people who are searching for stuff mobile are usually standing in a store doing comparison shopping with something that might be on the shelf next to them versus what they can get it for on Amazon. That's why search marketing can, in certain contexts, can be very important. It's a lot more, search marketing today is actually far more structural and far more technical than what it used to be. Search marketing is generally white hat in nature, and simply by making that comment, you can assume that there's a black hat method to search marketing. And the connotation or the implication here is that black hat marketing is not ethical. It is not well regarded by the search engines that are looking for and evaluating this information. And it's really, black hat marketing is really meant to game the system. But today, the beauty now is that these search algorithms that these different companies like Google use for search results have gotten far more sophisticated. And the end result is that the best page usually wins. And like I said, the war is over. Google won. And this is actually a lot more than just about Google or search results. Today, is search marketing is really everywhere that it matters. And we're looking at things like YouTube, for example. When you're looking at, when you're going on YouTube and you're looking for specific how to do it type or do it yourself type articles on home repair, for example, you want to understand how to put in or install new laminate flooring in a room, and all of a sudden you start getting all results back for how to fix plumbing or whatever, then search marketing is not working. But the reality is it is working, and you can very quickly get the results back that you want. Amazon has search marketing down to a science. You look for a specific search term in there, and they start bringing back all kinds of very relevant products that you can purchase that are based around your search term. And this is actually, search marketing is actually a lot more than just getting traffic to your website or to your product on an Amazon page, for example. Search marketing has actually gotten refined. I mentioned that Google and some of these other firms have gotten far more sophisticated with their algorithms, and they've done this by spending a lot more, or focusing a lot more attention on the intent. Why would somebody be looking for that term? Are they looking to do something? Are they going specific, solve a problem? Are they looking for a specific product? They can tell literally from your search term that you've entered whether or not there's any kind of purchase intent. So they are very big on measuring the intent of why you're looking for a specific, why you're actually trying to do a specific search. The context, why are you searching for something? So there's things they're doing here that are really very carefully reading between the tea leaves, as we would say. Intent, what is the product searching for? Context, why are they searching for? So let's talk a little bit about intent. I want to find a historic bed and breakfast near me because I want to take my wife to a unique place for our anniversary. In the context, if you take this same exact statement, the context part of this is take my wife to a unique place for our anniversary. So if we go back to the previous slide, here's the intent. I want to find a historic bed and breakfast. The context is I want to take my wife to a unique place for our anniversary. So let's do another one. I want to start a vegetable garden. The intent here is to start a vegetable garden. And the context, save money in the grocery bills.